was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Resurrect the Republic. It is not Resurrect the Democracy. I keep hearing that word thrown around all over the place, and I can't believe people are still using the word. We're democracy, our democracy, this constitutional democracy, our unique form of American democracy. This is a republic, and this is Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining us. This show stands on Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? We had the good Lord removed an evildoer recently. Mr. Rockefeller expired none too soon, and we appreciate that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, everybody who supports this show. Thank you to the people who have donated. You know who you are. I really appreciate your help. If you have not had a chance to donate and you would like to support my presence on this show, you can go to courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. There's a funding page there. You're going to see a funding page that got rejected by GoFundMe because it is too political. Oh, go figure, huh? A little too critical of the local government in the area I'm living. And so I got rejected at GoFundMe. Of course, they'll let everybody else up there. You know, somebody wants to go to see their girlfriend in Argentina, or the football team wants to go overseas and play a game, or, you know, somebody gets beat up, but they won't fund the real nuts and bolts patriots. So there you go. Rejected by GoFundMe. You can find it at courtroomwatch.com. So I rely on you. The only thing that keeps me here, people, is you, the good Lord, and you, the listeners. So I appreciate your help. If you'd like to donate by old school, you can send a letter to Post Office Box. And I have a new Post Office Box number, so make an adjustment, those who might have had it written down. Same town, same bat channel, just different box number. It's box number 45. It's in the 45th president. And that was not on purpose. It was by accident, apparently. Well, nothing's by accident in God's creation, but I thought it was very interesting that my new post office box number is 45. Easy to remember. We're living under the 45th president. We're with the 45th president. Hopefully we won't be living under anybody's thumb or anybody's boot any longer, and things will start to improve. P.O. Box 45, Angelica, New York, Angelica, New York, 14709. That's Post Office Box 45, Angelica, New York, 14709. I appreciate the help. It really does keep this. It's the only thing that's keeping me going right now. So thank you for all your support, people. And for those of you who have not had a chance to donate, if you find some value in what you hear on this broadcast, I urge you to support it. So thank you very much. We're going to have a show tonight that'll be, well, it's right along with all the others, as best as we can make it for you, with the best information and enlightenment and education from a historical and modern perspective. We're going to have Tom again on tonight. Tom was good enough where he got not only one, not two, but three shows. We got to talk a little bit more about vaccines tonight. It can't be overstated enough, the dangers in the vaccines from the animal tissue. It is the mercury, and it's the squalene, and it's the formaldehyde, and all the garbage they put in the vaccines is toxic. But the worst part of it all, Tom will tell you about that when we have him on. So, Mike, just chime in whenever we get Tom. If anybody else would like to call in and contribute to this show and throw in some ideas, have a question, a comment, a take on something, if you have some information, if you have a correction for Eric the Freedom Screamer. Oh, I got one tonight. I got to correct myself from something I said the other night. So we like to be as accurate and truthful as possible. So everybody is willing to call in 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We get the best callers on this show, so I encourage everybody to participate. The callers don't interrupt anything, and they don't take anything away from the show. They add to it. So please feel free to call in. Where do we begin? I was very disturbed the last few days to see the drumbeat for more war, international conflict. I don't think it's wise to be, first of all, the military repositioning of all this equipment, like the B-52s going to Korea, that's a publicity, I mean, I hate to use the word, not publicity stunt, but it's meant for public consumption. If they were really moving some troops somewhere that were substantially going to be important in the geopolitical military scene, they ain't going to tell us, that's for sure. We're rarely going to find out stuff like that. If these overt maneuvers are meant for posturing, and knowing that North Korea is nothing more than the junkyard dog for China, I don't think it's appropriate that we're doing all this business with China, including, and I hate to say, I got to say it, though, in the Trump family, Trump's son-in-law is selling a building to a major Chinese company, which is nothing more than a finger of the Chinese army. And they're going to use taxpayer dollars to do it through an EB-5 program. And the weirdest thing about the whole thing is the property is located at 666 Fifth Avenue. How the hell did they come up with that? I mean, that could not be by accident. And I don't even really like to get off on too many tangents of conspiratorial stuff that we can't prove, and it's just, you know, assumption and surmising this and guessing on that. But, I mean, geez, that's pretty overt and pretty not – I cannot think that it was by accident that that's the property in question. I mean, going through this – anyway. So we're doing all this business with China. And we're about to go to war with them. I mean, it sounds like just exactly what happened in pre-World War II Germany, where IBM and the big oil companies and Ford and all these other are all arming the German war machine and doing business with them. There's a book called, I think it's called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, that people can refer to and do their own research. I encourage people to look into these things deeper than I have and call in and contribute. If you got extra information on this, call in. If you disagree or I'm off base, call in. But these are a matter of this historical record that IBM supplied the computer databasing, the original computers, the original data machines for the concentration camps, databasing and keeping track of people. And to this day, the main thing that all entities want, whether it's government, corporate, education, whatever, they all want data. They all want to know look at the comments from people in the security, in the National Security Agency and the CIA. Oh, we don't look for bad people. We look for interesting people. We don't go through this. We've got our own special court called the FISA court, where I don't know how many witches are on the FISA court. It's probably either three or just one that they go to. And all of a sudden, out of magic, they can say, well, we don't even know what we're looking for, but just give us this warrant and we'll figure it out later. Let the chips fall where they may. Trust us. We're the FBI. Trust us. We're the DHS. Trust us. We're the CIA. And boy, that's the road to destruction. Mike, do we have anybody on the line yet? Do we have Tom yet? I heard a little phone staticky. I think we got somebody hiding out there. I'm not hearing any words from Mike or Tom, so I hope I got you all listeners. Mike on the board, chime in if we get Tom or Chris or anybody else calls in. Tom's here. We're going right to Tom then. Tom, thank you for joining us. Let's get right into the back end of what we were talking about. If there's some place you'd like to pick up, any gaps you'd like to fill in, if not, go right into the vaccine situation, because I thought that was very, very interesting. Welcome, Tom. How are you tonight? Tom in Utah, how's it going? Tom, can you hear us? Mike? I think we lost Tom. I don't think the government or the corporations that have anything to do with the vaccine manufacturing, most of it done in China, and distribution, mostly at the force of a point of a gun in many states now. I don't think they're going to be none too happy with people realizing that the vaccines are absolutely absolutely toxic and poisonous. Great, Tom. Sounds like we got Tom, and I think if you people will bear with us, you're getting the real deal tonight when the phone calls drop off and there's dead air and we have little issues and technical difficulties. That's a badge of honor. That's like getting a little medal put on your chest, because we know we're right on track. This is the information that none of the corporate entities or government entities want you to hear. Once again, the vaccines most of them are produced in China. They're full of toxins. And they're being forced on people at the point of a gun, which means when the legislature says you must, you will, you shall, you do not have a choice. If you say no, I mean, you got to do battle or take the shot. And I don't think that's an appropriate choice in this, well, formerly free republic that we are attempting to resurrect. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, my friend. How are you doing tonight, Tom?
Okay, I was hoping to get a report on the court activities in Nevada and Oregon.
Well, we're working on that. We're waiting for Mike. You can chime in at any time. My audio's bad tonight as well, so Mike, feel free to play the music nice and loud. Speak up nice and loud. You too, Tom. You're coming through a little muffly on your end, Tom. So if you can clean up your mic, that would help. We're gonna get updates. Hopefully John Lamb will call in, or somebody, Chris in Vegas, somebody that was at the trials in Nevada today. We still have some loose ends in the Oregon situation. Many verdicts came down last week, you know, 2 out of 3 not guilty, but, you know, like Lori said, the jury seemed to be stuck on finding somebody guilty of something no matter what. And that's just the most absurd, ridiculous, pathetic thing I've ever heard. You know, the people are either innocent or they're guilty. We can't have this thing with jurors thinking that just because they wasted their time, what, by finding somebody innocent? It's really a waste of everybody's time to find people guilty of victimless allegations and victimless quote-unquote offenses. But anyway, Tom, we're working on that. Meanwhile, talk to us about what we touched on at the end of the show, I think Thursday and then a little bit Friday, but we got, you know, we took a lot of tangents and they were good ones. The full story has to be told, and I'm glad, you know, you're not leaving any stone unturned. And I told you, if it takes days to do this, get through this information, you've got some great information, Tom. So once again, listeners, here's Tom. And Tom, do you want to get right into the vaccines, or do you have anything else you'd like to discuss with us first?
Well, we had a couple of good callers. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, if it gets a little crappy, Mike can call me back on my regular number, and I'll go to that other phone.
No, you sound great right now. Perfect. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. Well, it'd be nice if Wes and that other lady would come in. I would like to kind of clear up the area that they were debating me on the scriptures, but... let's see, how do we want to... The one thing I want to review momentarily, I just came in and I was running because my sister said it's five minutes before the hour.
Yeah, I'm the same here, Tom. We're right on the same page. So you take a deep breath, take your time. There's no rush, so you don't have to barrel in. And this is not, you know, you're not auditioning for... You know, just take your time and you give it to us like you want to.
Well, I was just talking with a friend down in Pahrump, Nevada, and I said you need to see if you can get over to the court processes there in Las Vegas. but they've got him really busy out at that that firing range. I don't know if you know which. I forgot the name of it. Right there in Perump.
Front Sight. Is it Front Sight?
Yeah, Front Sight. He's over at Front Sight. But I said, if you can muster any bodies for the court in Las Vegas, do it. But
yeah,
anyway,
that'd be a big help.
And I don't know if you heard anything coming out of is it Portland where the other court is being held?
Not yet. Not so far today. I haven't gotten any reports, so we're going to see who calls in. We've got some people, you know, at both places, so we'll hopefully somebody will call in with a report tonight. If not, I can recommend a couple of websites that people can go to. Apparently, the Redoubt News, I went there, it's pretty good. It's Redoubt, 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 News, Redoubt News. She had some good updates there. That's probably the best. I'd like to hear from John Lamb, but I know John's busy. John's doing activism as well as reporting. I mean, he's doing triple duty. He's running people around in the car if they don't have a ride. Helping people out, you know, get to the store if they need to. There's people in from out of town for these trials. You know, it's expensive to live on the road for, what, weeks while you attend the trial of a relative who's a patriot? I mean, what a situation everybody's in. So, but that's a good website there. I like Redoubt News. She had a good wrap-up. I went there last week, got on the computer, and so we can, you know, that's a good place to start. And other than that, I kind of like to hear firsthand from somebody who's there that I kind of might know a little bit, like Chris in Vegas or like Lori or somebody, you know, who was John Lamb, somebody who was actually there. And that way things aren't filtered or possibly skewed. You know, everything's as accurate as it can be from the eyewitnesses at the scene. So anyway, Tom, yeah, we'll work on that. And now let's get right into the vaccines, because we always kind of spend the first part of the show talking about other stuff, and it's 10 minutes to midnight and we're just getting to the meat and potatoes. So let's just get right into what you want to tell us about the vaccines. I mean, you got a piece of the puzzle that I hadn't heard from anybody else, and that's why, I mean, we can get people on to talk about, you know, anything. Everybody knows about this or that, but I had never, you know, I never got the perspective that you have from on this vaccine situation. So give people your background a little bit of what makes you qualified to talk about it, and then tell us what your biggest concerns were and why you would or would not take a vaccine, you know, personally, and people can gain their recommendation from that, take it for what it's worth.
Well, the item that, you know, everybody knows about the mercury, squalene, and all of that stuff, there's a lot of publicity on that, and As I said, Thursday, I'd been invited out by the National Vaccine Information Center. That's Barbara Lowe Fisher and her group, and this was almost two decades ago. And as I said, when I started to discuss what I consider the most vile part of the, oh, by the way, isn't that a proper term of vile? The vile part of the vaccine. The vile part of the vaccine is that part that nobody ever discusses, which is really the basis of all kinds of problems down the road. In other words, autism develops rather quickly, and a few of the other, you know, clinical maladies show up pretty quickly, but the one that really is insidious is this other compound or component in the vaccine, and it is actually literally the most important part of the vaccine. You know, take the word vaccine apart itself. The word vaca is cow, and then scene in Latin is blood. So the very name should be a giveaway.
Why talk cow about hiding blood. In plain sight? Yeah, hide in plain sight. That's their motto.
So we call it a vaccine without anybody understanding what that word means. It means blood of a cow. And, of course, the original concept came from the smallpox of ants, and they did realize that there was a true inoculation program, and I will call it God's program. The original story behind the vaccine industry is the story of the smallpox. And the milkmaids that seemed to never get sick when the epidemics of smallpox broke out. What's really interesting about that story there were the milkmaids that were conscripted to milk the cows and then provide the lord the milk. That milk represented not only the food of the elites, but it also represented the cash or the money. So these milkmaids, and most people don't know this story, milkmaids were not allowed to drink the milk that they drew from the cows. But instead, they were given a plot of land, and they were to sustain themselves on the produce that they could produce on that land. So here they are, handling these cows, pulling the milk, and then giving the milk to the Lord and to the community for money. And they were not allowed to drink the milk. So the milkmaids handled the cows, got the bacteria from the outside of the cow. And remember yesterday, Friday, we were talking about how bacteria cannot survive out in the environment. Their nemesis is oxygen or air, sunlight, and of course, in the alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray particles, and the ultraviolet light of the sun. And by the way, there is the same particles coming out of the core of the Earth. In the daytime, at noonday at Los Angeles, at sea level, the sun is pumping about 700 watts of energy every square yard.
Wow.
But at nighttime, yeah, that's a lot of energy. You know that when you stick your arm out the window, especially if you're there in San Francisco or, well, not San Francisco, that's a lower latitude or higher latitude. But in Los Angeles or Las Vegas, you stick your arm out the window and you know there's 700 watts of energy hitting you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's toasty. At nighttime, there's about 25 watts coming out of the core of the Earth. The Earth is a nuclear reactor at the core, just like the sun. So there is cosmic energy. That's a kind of just a general word to cover it all, coming out of the Earth. And especially in the daytime, coming from the sun, that neutralizes or denatures, kills viruses and bacteria very quickly. Like I mentioned, about 4 seconds for most of the viruses, and some of the more robust bacteria takes about 12 minutes at best. So the bacteria that are viruses that are on the outside of the cow, you know, the residual from their excrement or whatever contaminants they're in contact with, and in this case we're talking about cowpox, that's a disease that's identified in cows, which translates into smallpox for human beings. So here's these handmaidens. They're touching the animal. Their skin is being exposed to the bacteria from the cow, the cowpox organism. But because of the sunlight and the oxygen on the outside of the animal, very quickly these organisms die. So the milkmaids are making contact with the dead bacteria and the dead viruses. That stimulates your immune system the natural way. You know, that's why.
Yeah, that's a natural vaccine right there.
The natural immunity. Let's not use vaccine, but we'll say immunity.
Well, right.
But we understand what we're talking about. That's the way God intended man to become inoculated or immune, is by his contact with the animals. And by the way, the difference is when you have your dogs in your trailer with you, right? They're immunizing you to any of the organisms that they are experiencing. But if you decided to butcher one of those dogs and eat it, in the process of butchering that dog, that's where you would pick up the infection, or at least the first opportunity for that infection. And then, of course, if you happen to eat that dog raw, you know, where you didn't cremate the meat, then you would be infected with the organisms from that dog. Now, we had that discussion Friday. I don't know if people remember it. We could probably review it a little bit, but what I'm trying to say is when these milkmaids were found to be actually free of a smallpox epidemic, they were the ones that got by because their bodies were already immunized by their contact with the cow. They didn't suffer the disease because they didn't wrap their lips around the milk, which carried the virus or bacterium that actually caused the epidemics in the communities. So the way to become immunized is to handle your animal, but not put it in your stomach or in your body. But okay. Now here comes the medical industry. They realize, oh, these girls have had immunity that's been created by their contact with the animal. So now how can we stimulate the immunity with people? And, of course, they get this brainstorm. Yeah, well, we'll give them a controlled or a dead exposure, but we'll put it in their body because we can't go around and have them handling cows, days and months on end. So they come up with this idea, let's inject them. Let's put it into their body. Well, the initial way they tried was through the TB tine, like the tuberculosis tine. They'd prick your skin and put it on the outside. By the way, that was generally not as damaging or dangerous as a vaccine with the hypodermic, because at least you had a layer of immune tissue just below your skin. But then when they said, well, let's see, we got to be able to do this in mass, and doing the skin prick, pin prick, and applying the organism to the rupture in the skin, that's not very efficient. And then, of course, once we begin to understand this whole concept, at first it was probably a genuine, humane attempt. It wasn't very long once they started to inject the stuff before they learned that the body responded negatively, but down the road to the animal tissue that was required to carry that virus or bacteria.
Bingo. Now hold that thought. We're going to be coming up on a break. So we'll talk about the animal tissue that carries that bacteria. Before we go to the break, I wanted you to comment, why was it that the milkmaids in particular were denied drinking the milk? Now, was that just the Rothschilds of the time pulling their typical stinginess and scumminess, or was it just, or was it, you know,
it was economic.
You know, usually the, huh?
Yes, it was continue that thought, and then I'll give you the answer. I forgot that cell phone seems to delay, so we end up talking over each other, so I got to be patient.
Yep, no problem. Listen, the music's coming up, so let's do the break. And then when we come back, we'll get an answer on why were the milkmaids denied drinking the product that they were extracting. And then we'll talk about the vaccines with the animal tissue and a host of other issues. Thank you for joining us. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Tom in Utah. We'll be right back after this break on Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We got our wish. Lori, Texas Lori, has called in. We're going to get an update on Tom's case. Tom, Lori, am I not mistaken? Tom had an appearance today, right? What was the...
No.
He
did not. They changed really late Friday night. They changed his status hearing to Monday, next Monday. And they did this about 7 o'clock last Friday. The attorney needed more time for some information I had given him. Yep. So I put it off another week. I hate
exactly
doing that.
Exactly a week till next Monday. Got it. Okay.
Exactly. So if anybody showed up today, I apologize. There was not any way I could get this information out. And I really apologize.
It's horrible. It's not your... Lori, you don't have to apologize for anything. This is not your fault. This is the way the witch's court operates. This is a perfect... I mean, everybody out there in the system or who's skeptical of what they hear on this show, look at what just happened here. This is how they operate. This is the best way to convince Mr. and Mrs. Idiot sitting home watching the Idiot Box all night that your government has gone so far beyond corrupt that we're literally all slaves right now. They just give us just enough of a little bit of an illusion of freedom so we don't completely melt down. But think of, so we apologize to anybody who did show up today. Tom's appearance is next Monday. Back to you, Lori.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of hit or miss right now. I've got some work for the next week or so. So it's going to be a hit or miss to reach me. And if you text me, I'll be able to get back in touch with you if you're trying to get hold of me. But that's basically what I have for you guys tonight. And I'll turn it over to you guys and stand back if somebody has any questions.
Yeah. So, yep, once again, another holding pay. Was there a reason for the delay? The attorney needed, Tom's attorney needed more time. Was that what you said, Lori?
Yes, I kind of delayed it with some information that I gave him that will help Tom.
Yep. Well, it sounds like he might be taking that information to heart. A lot of times they just say, hey, no thanks, don't interrupt the schedule, see you later. But it sounds like at least he's looking at the information, so that's great.
They better be.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds like it. At least the attorney's going to look into it, and that can't be a bad thing. I know the information you come forth with is solid. So you've looked at, you've done your research, and fascinating that you found the admission of admiralty right in their own code, right on their own government witches court website. So,
that reminds me, Eric, I have something interesting for you. The Archdiocese of Portland is the archdiocese that was sued for the child sexual abuse cases. So I did find where the other judge in Eugene is the one that did the court case for the Archdiocese of Portland. And what that case was over was the priest that was accused of abuse, was he an employee of the Archdiocese or the Catholic Church? And it turns out, no, they don't have control over what he does. He was not an employee. So this is the other
judge. How convenient.
Right.
Yeah, how convenient, because in Obushma's death care plan, when they were going to force this health care obnoxious pile of garbage, they were going to require that the nuns, the sisters of the nuns of the Catholic Church, be forced to get health care. You know, so then they're employees, but when they don't want them to be employees, it just seems whimsical, arbitrary, and whatever ruling suits the witches' court at the time is the ruling they're going to come down with. But I would say they're not only employees, they're agents of the church, and the church should be held accountable for the training and sponsorship and funding and housing and feeding of these pedophile priests.
Well, it just makes an interesting twist to what's going on up here. But research continues, and I'm still meeting quite a few people up here with information. And hold on to your hats is all I can say. It's going to get fun. Also, I believe tomorrow the misdemeanor judgment that Judge Anna Brown in Portland is going to have this tomorrow for the four gentlemen that were guilty of one charge each last week. So we should hear some more about the gentleman again tomorrow on their misdemeanor charges.
Okay. All right.
And
Lori,
I'm going to...
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good update. Once again, the witch's court puts Tom off till next week. But in this case, we're gonna say that hopefully it looks like that some information brought to Tom's attorney may have been what stalled the process. In which case, great. If this is going to help Tom's case, hey, we need all the help we can get Tom out of the situation he's in, where he's clearly being held as a political prisoner, being persecuted for his political beliefs. All right, Lori, chime in at any time. With that, we're going to go back to Tom in Utah. Tom, tell us about why the milk maidens were denied their own product, and then the animal tissue in the vaccines. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, it was greed. Greed. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, Tom. Yes, Tom. Greed. Yes, we know what that is. Yep.
They might have slipped a little sip now and then, but if they were caught, they were pretty much, readjusted in their attitude, because that milk represented cash. Primarily cash from the elite. What's really interesting when you examine the lifestyles of the elite or the wealthy, they're the ones that suffered from gout and all kinds of chronic diseases, where the peasants who were pretty, you went through when you couldn't afford to go out and buy meat, right? The peasants lived off of the garden. And they did well. They didn't get fat. They didn't get sick. By doing that, But on the other hand, the lords and the elite of the community, they're the ones that were gluttonous, fat, and sickly. And of course, the great blessing for the milkmaids was they didn't end up with the smallpox, and many of the communities died when the epidemics came through.
Right, right. Blessing in disguise, yep.
But the reality with the vaccines, of course, again, you have all those... By the way, I need to explain... Oh, I better plug my battery in. Oh, for Pete's sake, it's going to die. Sorry.
Okay, take your time, Tom.
I'm trying to grab the cord. By the way, I hope everybody listening understands why I have difficulty in my speech. That's because I was assaulted biologically after I testified in Washington, D.C., and started to expose the criminality of the medical and the government relative to this poisoning issue in the
trailer. You sound fine. There's no, I would have never noticed until you brought that up. So you're doing just perfect. You just keep right on trucking.
Yeah, I'm dealing with pain in part of my face, blindness, of course, and partial paralysis because of what they did to me. You know, Roger Stone experienced another attack on his life, right? You know about that.
Yeah, I heard about that, yep.
Let's see, now I think I got this battery. Let me see if it's plugged in. So sorry about this.
Okay.
Oh, there, it beeped at me. Good. Anyway, so no good deed goes unpunished in this system. You know, I've lost most of my teeth in that assault, and I, like I say, I'm blind, broke, and homeless, and toothless. But I'm 76, and I'm still kicking butt. Sort of. What can you complain about?
Your brain and your mouth are working just fine, Tom, just like me.
It is really frustrating, and my poor wife has paid the price because, you know, when you've sacrificed your life as a non-volunteer, being my wife, you know, I'm really fortunate. A lot of the activists, their wives bag them and leave them. But my wife, I guess, is kind of an angel, even though she's not a happy camper, and I get to take the brunt of her unhappiness periodically. But she's like, you know, she's like like the best friend you can have, because even though I've gone through all of this crap, she's stuck with me. So, anyway, yeah, it is, especially when I'm blind and I'm totally dependent on her getting me from one place to another safely. Just in a simple statement, vaccines are animal tissue. And that animal tissue is injected into your bloodstream. And by so doing, they are bypassing the critical operation of your liver. So you get away with eating animal foods, and it doesn't kill you right away unless you get a serious infection. But you get away with eating animal tissues or drinking milk or eating eggs because your liver, in the perfect design that God made it, does everything it can to destroy the animal tissue or denature it, strip it down. We call it lysing, metabolizing, all kinds of terms. So your liver, whenever you eat an egg, and of course I freaked out, Eric, when you were telling me about your Ezekiel bread, and then you put an egg on it, for Pete's sake. But that egg carries at least 120 different pathogens from the chicken. And so your immune system, when you're eating that egg, by the way, you've been told that between 75 and 95% of your immune system is in your intestine. I always come up with this retort on that. I say, well, why in the heck do I want my immune system to be in my intestine when I'm trying to repair or renew an entire body? But the reason it's in the intestine of the normal American individual, or even the European Western cultured people, it's because we eat the animal. The animal, especially milk. I hate to expose this truth on this broadcast because I'm going to have the Dairy Association after me again. I've gone head-to-head with them before, and milk, it does the body good. You've heard that, right? This is still about the vaccine, about the vaccine discussion. Don't think I've just left the vaccines, but I'm explaining a reason.
Okay.
I got to tell you, in truth, the purpose for vaccinating or injecting a human being with blood or animal tissues is to protect the animal industry. Why? Because if you are not immune, like those milkmaids, through natural immunity, like some of the elites and a lot of the wealthy people and the lords in Europe in the past, they drink the milk, and periodically, this is so complex. Anyway, go ahead. I'm going to... Virus and bacteria are present in the animals all the time, but there is a cycling of virulent strains. Virulence means dangerous or deadly strains. And periodically, like the epidemics have demonstrated, periodically there'll be a mutation in the bacteria virus, and it'll be a new creature that is nasty. And the people will not have immunity to it, and it'll hit them and take down many, like in the 1918-1919 flu epidemic, or like in the bubonic plague in Europe. By the way, bubonic plague, are you ready for this? It's not from rats. It's not from mice. It's from the animal that loves to eat them. Uh-oh. Now I got to bring... No. Do you eat your cat? You butcher?
No, but what animal would like to eat? That's my first place my mind went when you said animals that like to eat rodents. Are you talking about what would be that animal, Tom?
The chicken.
Ah.
Now, this is still a vaccine issue, but I'm going to take you on a source of infection. Chickens are obligate carnivores. People think they eat, corn and wheat and stuff like that, and that's how they produce eggs, and that's how they fatten themselves up. No, and we have to give them animal tissue because a chicken is an obligate carnivore. It is a, it's in the family that the vulture's in, the raptors, right? So a chicken, in order to lay an egg, has to have a protein supply that is an animal protein. There's a couple of ways the chicken gets that. That's from worms or from insects, but also if a chicken can catch a bird or catch a rat or can it catch a snake. By the way, my Native Americans are fully conscious of the value of a chicken because if they run chickens around their land, their community, the chickens will take care of the snakes. And by the way, if you put a chicken in a box with a snake, guess who comes out of the box? The chicken.
Wow. Yeah.
So chickens are obligate carnivores. They must have meat to be healthy. That's their program. And in the process, they're picking up the infections from the rodents and from the birds and the vermin that they're dealing with. So if you're butchering that chicken, you can be exposed to 120 different organisms that I'm specifically aware of. So what we want to do to make sure that you can eat that chicken or eat that egg is we need to stimulate your immune system against that 120 organisms that are possibly presented. So... In your lifetime, we're going to punch you with MMR. That's a virus package that comes from the birds.
Okay.
So, and I see as a child, I say, well, let's see. I'm worried about this child picking up an infection from the chickens and from the turkeys and from the fowl that you eat. So I better give you a vaccine that's going to prepare you for that experience so that when you are the first, at your first experience when you're going to actually butcher that animal, and that's where the real problem is. It's not after it's been cooked. The infections that man suffer from the animals is when, generally, when they are raw. When you cracked open that egg to put it on that Ezekiel bread, you had a raw egg. And that's the time when you could be possibly infected with a virulent strain of the flu or with measles, mumps, rubella.
Yeah, I don't eat my eggs raw. I don't know if that was your conception of that. If that was my fault.
No.
But nope.
How do you get that egg? How do you get that egg into the frying pan, though?
Right. Obviously, it's raw to begin with. Yep.
So you're handling it in raw state, and should you perchance stick your finger in the mouth or rub your eye or even put your finger in your nose, patriots never put their finger in their nose, thank goodness. We're just playing snotty no matter what.
Okay.
But it's when you handle or prepare these animal foods that you become potentially dangerously infected. After it's cooked, of course, you're going to kill the virus and bacteria. So here's why I state that vaccines are a price for flesh. In other words, what I'm trying to say is we vaccinate people so that they don't become seriously ill or infected the first time that they prepare an animal food. So your body's already like the bodies of the milkmaids. We already have stimulated antibodies so that when you go ahead and do that first egg that you crack as a youngster, we've already given you vaccine that stimulates the antibodies for measles, mumps, or rubella. And by the way, measles is not that deadly anyway. But mumps and rubella can be. So we don't want you to die from the first contact that you have with an egg while you're helping mom prepare that egg for the frying pan. Or in the case of the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, those are bacteria. And what's the name of them in the laboratory? We call them bovine diphtheriae, bovine pertussi, bovine tetani. So now what does that tell you? Where does that organism come from? It comes from cows. So we give the child a measles, mumps, or rubella shot to protect them from the poultry products, but then we give you the DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus shot to protect you from the dairy products primarily, or the bovine products. So,
are you saying that's by design that they do that?
Yes. So the real purpose of vaccinating you is not necessarily to protect you. It's to protect the livestock industry. Because if you're unvaccinated and you've not had a dog or cat or pet to prepare you for these organisms, now, if you've kept your child so sterile and then you say, okay, come help mommy make this first batch of pancakes, now would you crack the eggs open and put them in the bowl and make them so that they can be put into the batter? You have your little daughter crack open those eggs and she's got a naive immune system. That first egg that she contacts may have a virulent strain of rubella or measles, mumps, rubella.
Right.
And they have the mumps, you know, which is bovine. Yeah, this is what makes me mad with them doing this injury to me. It makes me frustrated.
It's okay. You don't have to have the technical. You don't have to have the technical term for mumps. That's okay. Don't sweat it.
Okay.
I can't help you on that one. You're the doctor. What?
Mumps is a pretty vicious infection when it hits certain individuals.
Yeah.
So we in the entire industry, and I'm talking about the livestock medical complex, we don't want you to have a naive child infected with mumps, measles, mumps, or rubella from the chicken, because if your child gets sick within 3 to 14 days after handling that egg, you're going to look back and say, okay, let's see, how did my child end up deathly sick? Oh, she cracked open an egg, which she'd never done before. Now she cracked open an egg 3 days ago or 5 days ago or 7 days ago, whatever. It must be that egg that caused her infection. But if we've already vaccinated her, that's not going to occur because her immune system is already ready. But or in the case we say, okay, you're a young child that's never been vaccinated, never had a pet to be immunized naturally through, we say, would you pour some milk into this pancake batter? And the milk, of course, even though it's pasteurized, it's not pure, it's not sterile. There are many organisms that ride through pasteurization with no problem because pasteurization is not sterilization. It's a simple warming of the milk that actually kills the friendly bacteria, you know, like you're thinking you're taking with the probiotics. But let's say a virulent strain of diphtheria comes into that through that milk. And now your daughter picks up diphtheria, and 5 days later she's gasping for breath or dead. And you're going to say, wait a minute, what happened in her history to bring this disease? And you're going to back up and say, oh, it's that milk that we put in that pancake batter. Now, you didn't die of it, but your child did, because their system was not prepared for it by petting the dog. I hope I'm making sense in this, because it's...
You're making it very easy to understand. Yep, I got you. Those natural immunities and antibodies are stimulated by casual contact on an organic, natural fashion, such as petting your dog or having pets or milking the cow. It's when you actually intake the product that you run the risk of contaminating your own body. So, yeah, please continue,
right,
Tom. Well, we're coming up. Hold on. Let's hold that thought here. Okay, so we're going to hold it right there. Because we got about 1 minute till a break, so I won't have you start a whole next thought, but right where about where you want to go now, just hold that until after the top of the hour. Once again, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We're joined by Tom in Utah. We're getting to the real nitty-gritty, what's behind the vaccines. And this is a fascinating bit of information Tom's got. So I hope you're all enjoying tonight's show. This is Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I want to thank Lori for joining us. And if anybody else wants to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. Once again, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? I want to thank Tom for doing that. And I want to thank Lori and John Lamb. Pray for Tom for making the stand that he's made and suffering as all the original apostles and saints have done. So we'll be right back after this break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.